Capacitors. Run vs start vs dual run component reference. A field reference on the three capacitor types you meet in HVAC. Run, start, and dual run. Covering what each does, how to identify and size a replacement by microfarads and voltage, and how each one fails. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. A capacitor stores electrical charge and dumps it back into a motor winding to create the phase shift a single phase motor needs. Three flavors show up on the truck, and mixing them up gets people in trouble. Wrong capacitor stays in the circuit the whole time the motor runs. It trims the motor's efficiency and torque continuously. Lower microfarad value. Oil-filled metal can, built to handle continuous current and heat. Start capacitor. Only in the circuit for the first second of startup, then switched out by a relay. Big microfarad value, usually a black plastic case, not rated for continuous duty. Leave one in the circuit and it cooks. Dual run capacitor. Two run capacitors in one can, sharing a common terminal. One section feeds the compressor, the other feeds the condenser fan. Save space in a condenser. This article is about telling them apart and sizing the replacement. For the step-by-step bench test, that's its own topic. How it works. A single-phase motor can't tell which way to spin from one winding alone. It needs a second winding fed with current that's shifted in time. The capacitor provides that shift by charging and discharging out of step, with a line voltage, so the current in the auxiliary start winding leads the current in the main run winding. That phase difference creates a rotating magnetic field and torque. A run cap gives a modest, continuous shift, enough to keep the motor efficient and quiet while it runs. A start cap gives a big kick of phase shift to break the rotor loose against a load, then has to leave because that big shift would overheat the windings at running speed. The switching out is done by a potential relay voltage sensing or, on older gear, a current relay or PTC device. In the field, identify which type you're holding. Run and dual run caps are metal cans, oval or round, with microfarad values typically from about 2 to 80. Start caps are black plastic, often cylindrical, with much bigger numbers, commonly 88 microf and up, printed as a range like 88 to 108 microf. If it's a range, it's a start cap. Read the rating off the can. A dual run is printed as two numbers, like 40/5 microf. The bigger number 40 is the compressor/herm section. The small 1/5 is the FAN section. A single run cap shows one value. Both show a voltage, 370 volts or 440 volts. Match microfarads exactly. This is non-negotiable on run caps. A 45 microf where a 40 belongs or vice versa throws off the phase shift. The motor loses torque, runs hot, and pulls high amps. Start caps tolerate the listed range. Anything inside the printed band is fine. Match or exceed the voltage rating. Voltage is a maximum, not a target. A 440 volts cap is a perfect replacement for a 370 volts cap. Never go lower. A 370 volts cap in a 440 volts spot will fail early. Bullet a dead dual cap with two singles if that's what's on the truck. A 40/5 dual equals a 40 microf single herm to C plus a 5 microf single FAN to C, each at the same or higher voltage. Wire the two C legs together. It's a legit repair when you don't have the exact dual, normal values and targets. Good run cap reads within about plus or minus 6% of the printed value. A 45 microf cap is good from roughly 42.3 to 47.7 microf. Common residential dual run values, 35/5, 40/5, 45/5, 50/5, 55/5, 60/5 microf. Furnace/air handler PSC blower run caps often 7.5 to 15 microf. Condenser fan single run caps, commonly 5 to 10 microf. Compressor run caps, roughly 25 to 60 microf on residential. Start caps, big, typical residential start caps run 88 to 108, 108 to 130, 130 to 162, 145 to 175, 189 to 227, 216 to 259, 270 to 324 microf bands, always paired with a potential relay and usually a bleed resistor across the terminals. Voltage ratings you'll see, 370 volts and 440 volts on run caps, start caps often 110 volts, 165 volts, 250 volts, or 330 volts depending on the application. Common faults and what they mean. Run cap reads 0/OL to open. Motor buzzes or won't start. Run cap reads low, e.g. 33 on a 45 to weak. Out of tolerance. Replace even if the motor still limps. Domed, bulged, or oily top to internal pressure relief has vented. Condemn regardless of the meter reading. Start cap with no bleed resistor across it to it. Lark the relay contacts and shorten relay life. A 15,000 to 20,000 ohm, 2-watt resistor across the start cap terminals is standard. Start cap blown apart slash case rupture to almost always a stuck closed potential relay left it in the circuit. Replace both the cap and the relay, or you'll just blow the new one. Repeated run cap failures to a dragging bearing or hard starting compressor is pulling current that bakes the cap. Fix the load. Tech tips and gotchas. The single most common mistake is treating a start cap like a run cap, or the reverse. A start cap will not survive continuous duty, and a run cap doesn't have the microfarads to break a stiff compressor loose. They are not interchangeable. When you add a hard start kit, you're adding a start cap and a potential relay to a system that only had a run cap. The run cap stays, the start components work alongside it. The 5 micro fan section of a dual cap seems trivial, until it's the reason a perfectly good condenser fan won't spin. Always read both sections. A start cap on the bench will often read fine, because the fault is intermittent or relay related. If a start cap blew, don't just replace it and leave. The relay that should have switched it out is the prime suspect. Safety/code notes. Treat every capacitor as charged until you've bled it through a resistor. Even a run cap holds a shock-capable charge with the power off. Don't make a habit of dead-shorting caps with a screwdriver. It pits the terminals and can hurt you. Replacement caps must meet or exceed the original voltage rating, and run cap microfarads must match. The capacitor is part of the motor's listed circuit, so a like-for-like replacement keeps the listing intact. Dispose of old caps per local rules.